The News and Public Affairs Department at KWED brings to you the Saturday Topic, a weekly discussion of current events. Good morning, I'm Darren Dunn. April is a busy month, lots of things on the calendar. One thing that I want folks to take note of right now is that we're approaching National Crime Victims Rights Week, and it's a time for us to really make sure that we shine a light on the fact that even though you might have been victimized, there are still things that are out there available to protect you, services that are available to help you along the way. And who better to talk about that than our friend, National Ambassador Priska Patrick, is with the Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. As I mentioned, Priska is a National Ambassador. And I call you a friend now, Priska, because this is the second time we've talked in the last few months. I appreciate you again joining us and sharing some information with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Of course, it is always a pleasure to speak with you.
So let's jump into this. National Crime Victims Rights Week. People might not be familiar with that. What is this?
So National Crime Victims Rights Week is a week where we celebrate victims of impaired driving and also share resources with victims. Because impaired driving crashes are crimes that shatter lives and devastate communities, yet too often people overlook their criminal nature and devastating consequences. So during National Crime Victims Week, MAD is reaffirming its commitment to those impacted by impaired driving, ensuring they have access to support, legal resources, and advocacy to seek accountability and compensation. And this year's National Crime Victims Week's theme is Kinship, Connecting, and Healing, serves as a national call to action, reminding us that no victim should have to suffer alone.
Priska Patrick is a National Ambassador for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we want to make people aware of. There is compensation available for some victims, correct?
That is correct. So victims may be entitled to financial compensation for medical expenses, lost wages, funeral expenses, and property damage. And state crime victim compensation programs can help cover these costs. And victims can apply for assistance through victim service programs in their respective states.
And I know you really do have to sort of check in this, because some organizations have victims liaisons that can help them with that process, so they really just sort of need to get a feel for where they are and what resources are available.
Of course, obviously there's Mothers Against Drunk Driving, where we provide victim assistance, including connecting victims with crime victim compensation. We also have the National Center for Victims of Crime, which provides information and legal assistance for crime victims. There is also Victim Law, which offers a searchable database of victims' rights laws, protections, and resources. And, I mean, there are so many. There is VINE, where some states have the VINE system, which allows victims and their families to register for real-time updates on offender's custody and court status. And of course, there are attorneys. Attorneys we can consult, and an experienced personal injury lawyer may help victims pursue civil action for additional compensation. There are so many organizations out there to help us victims.
And that's one of the reasons why we're talking about this, Priska, is that I think there may be a lot of folks who don't know about these services, and they feel powerless. They feel like that not only are they not getting the support, they just feel almost hopeless in some cases, but they have rights that can be protected as well, and that's an important part of what we're talking about.
Exactly. And if you don't know where to start, you can obviously just start with MAD. MAD, we have a 24/7 free victim services helpline where you can contact us and we'll provide emotional support for victims and their loved ones, assistance with crime victim compensation, guidance through the criminal and civil justice systems. The list goes on and on and on. And we want to ensure and let everyone know, especially our victims and survivors, that they are not alone. We are here to help every step of the way, no matter the crash happened yesterday or 15 years ago. Matt is always here.
You know, Matt is there, and a big part of what I hear you saying in all of this is that it is a challenging situation for the victim, but they don't have to be further victimized by the process of either justice or support or whatever it happens to be. The process shouldn't further victimize them, right?
Correct.
As we look at this, I want to make sure that folks understand how they can access the things that you're talking about. If they want to go and see what Matt has to offer, what's the first step in doing that?
So individuals can either call our Matt Victim Helpline. Our Matt Victim Helpline is 1-877-MAD-HELP, which is 1-877-623-3435. You can also go to our website at www.mad.org and just search for victim services, and all that information is there. And someone will contact you to be able to receive more information. And then if MAD isn't able to help you further, which is more than likely not likely, we can also refer you to other organizations within your state and within your local communities.
Priska Patrick is our guest on the Saturday Topic today. Priska is a national ambassador for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. I talked about we are getting started with National Crime Victims Rights Week. That really sort of gets jump-started on this Sunday when Matt is hosting a virtual vigil. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So a part of the National Crime Victims Week observance, Matt will host a live virtual candlelight vigil on April 6th, offering a space for victims and survivors to post memories and share messages of their loved ones. The vigil will be featured on the MAD National Facebook page and in the MAD Victim Survivor private Facebook group. The private MAD Facebook page is only for victims and survivors, so you have to receive an invite, and it's managed by our National Victim Services team, but it's mostly just victims and survivors sharing the grief and offering support to each other. So we will also post the video there as well.
Priska, you came to be a national ambassador after really committing yourself to helping to spread the word, not just about the victims' rights and victim services, but also to try to prevent drunk driving overall. We told your story the last time you were here, how you became connected with this after the tragic loss of your brother, John Michael Patrick Jr. For people who are not familiar with that story, can you share that? I know it's difficult, but I would appreciate, because I think it bears not just remembering John, but also for people to understand that you are committed to this and this is personal to you as well.
Yes, it is definitely personal. And you will never have to apologize for me sharing my story. I love to share my story because for me, it helps keep my brother's memory alive and it helps me in my grief process. But on March 9, 2007, my older brother, John Michael Patrick Jr., was killed by a drunk driver at the age of 19. He was a drunk driver, was three times over the legal limit, driving with a suspended license, driving his mother's car. He was around 40 years old, and he already had three previous DUI convictions. And he ran a stoplight and killed my brother, along with his girlfriend, upon impact. The crash happened 3 weeks after my 17th birthday. I was a junior in high school, and it was a Friday of spring break. So I was supposed to enjoy spring break with my friends, and instead I was help planning my brother's funeral as well as attending his girlfriend's funeral. So I like to say I grew up with MAD at a time when I was deciding what I want to do for college and thinking about my career. My whole trajectory of my life changed because someone decided to drink and drive, which is 100% preventable.
You know, 17 years old, and now you have taken the impact of what happened, losing your brother, losing his girlfriend, and the grief that went along with that, and the struggle that I'm sure happens on if not a daily basis, quite frequently. When did you decide that this was going to become your mission, that you were going to dedicate your life to doing everything you can to prevent this from happening again? Was it immediate?
Well, interesting. It was. I would say yes and no, and the reason is this. So when my brother received his license, his permit in 2004, my mom had already joined MAD. She decided to join MAD as a proactive parent, teaching my brother preventative measures, making sure that he was safe on the road. So when our crash happened, we knew exactly who to call, and MAD was there with us the week of my brother crash. They were with us, victim advocates. Victim advocates were there in the court process. I can remember being in court. I decided to go and seeing the offender's face, and I just bawled my eyes out on the victim advocate's shoulder. So I was just so in shock. So I decided right then and there that I wanted to become an advocate. So the first time I spoke out about drinking and driving, impaired driving crashes, was when I was in college in 2009. I spoke at a sorority forum, and I spoke out about my brother. And the college age is an age where it's tricky. You have students who are of legal age who can drink. Then you have students who are underage who should not be drinking. It's illegal for them to drink. So it's that age where you're trying to have, you know, speak out about preventing underage drinking, and as well as having a safe ride home. And I started then, and I haven't stopped. MAD, when I received my first big girl car, I like to call it my first brand new car, they gave me a bumper sticker, and the bumper sticker said, "My brother was killed by a drunk driver. I'm MAD." And I remember sitting in parking lots, even at college, sitting in my car and watching people walk by reading my bumper sticker. And I just haven't stopped. And I'm not going to stop. Because every day, every 78 minutes, someone is impacted by an impaired driving crash. Every day, two out of three people are impacted.
And all of it's preventable. I mean, that's the key. You know, there's beauty and there's power in you sharing your story and the loss of John Michael. But he was more than just a young man who died tragically. What should people know about John Michael Patrick Jr. as we talk about remembering him as part of this process? What should they know about him? Who was he?
Oh my goodness. Oh, John Michael. John Michael was an amazing older brother. Yes, we had our ups and downs. We were both very competitive. He was very smart. He was, if I remember correctly, because, you know, this has been over 15 years, he was the vice president of in college of a business honor society. In high school, he won beauty and beau pageants. He was an avid football player. He was very vocal and very, he held offices in our church organizations. He was just an all around, everyone loved him. From the from the girls and the guys, everyone loved John Michael. Whereas I used to be very introverted, John Michael was definitely the extroverted, lovable guy who wanted the best. He wanted to become a lawyer. He wanted to be able to help our community. And we loved to play around. We made jokes, and literally we just played in our household. And when he left, there was definitely a huge, huge gap that left. And I like to say, John Michael, I have three brothers. I'm the only girl. And John Michael was my protector. He made sure that I was okay. You know, out of all my brothers, he was the one who would say, "Okay, Prisca, this is what you should do. These are the guys you should, you know, look out against. Don't talk to these guys." He was a protective older brother.
First Kilpatrick is our guest on the Saturday topic. She is a national ambassador for MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. We talked a lot about National Crime Victims' Rights Week, but April is also another special time for MAD with some additional recognition. Tell me about that.
Of course. So April is also Alcohol Awareness Month, and we are just spreading awareness about the dangers of impaired driving while, you know, intoxicated or drinking. And one great thing about that is that we have a partnership with Uber through MAD Network. And through that partnership, during the month of April, donations up to $25,000 will be matched by Uber. So to reinforce that there are safe rides home, and Uber is one of those companies that are partnering with us in this fight against impaired driving.
Before I let you go, I want to make sure that people understand that the services and support for victims that MAD offers is not just available, it's available 24/7. So anytime people need it, they can access it.
That is correct, and they are free. Any time of the day, a victim, if you call our helpline, a victim advocate would answer. And they will talk to you for 5 minutes or to 6 hours. It doesn't matter. We are there for you 100% of the way for free.
Well, you can't beat that. Priska, I appreciate you giving us some time again, sharing your story, and then helping to raise some awareness. I want to remind people that the virtual candlelight vigil is going to happen on Sunday. You can go to mad.org/light a candle. And then the phone number, can you give us the phone number and website again if people want to contact MAD to receive those services?
Of course. Our number is 1-877-623-3435. And our website is www.mad.org. For victim assistance, it's www.mad.org/victim-assistance.
That is MAD National Ambassador Priska Patrick joining us on the Saturday topic. Priska, I appreciate again. Thank you. And I hope that we can talk again soon, and we'll keep fighting the good fight, and we'll do that together. And I'll give you a megaphone so we can try to change some lives, support victims, but also hopefully change some minds and behaviors so that we don't have more victims out there in the future. So Priska, thank you again.
You're so very welcome. Anytime, I always enjoy speaking with you.
That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Saturday Topic Program. Make sure you join me next week. Until then, I'm Darren Dunn. Be well.